Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. What love looks like. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Sarah was 6 years old. Her brother Kyle was 2 years older. Any amount of time spent together turned into some kind of argument. For example, it would be Sarah's turn for the video game, but Kyle would refuse to give her the remote until she screamed, "Mom!" Or Kyle would spend hours putting Legos together only for Sarah to accidentally trip and knock over his creation. When Mom announced, "Guys, time to clean up," Kyle and Sarah too often would get angry. "But we want to play longer, Mom. Why do we always have to clean up?" they complained. Remember the last time you got angry? Do you remember why? Did someone hurt your feelings? Or did you go out of your way to hurt someone else? Was it payback for something done to you? Why is it so hard to always show love to others, especially to brothers, sisters, and others who live in our house? Our problem is that we keep breaking God's number one command, love God above all else. What does that look like? It looks and sounds like this. Love is patient. Love is kind. It wants the best for others. It puts others first. It behaves. It doesn't get angry quickly. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not want to talk badly about others, but only speak what's true in love. Love never fails. But we do. If you want to know what love really looks like, look at Jesus. He loved us even at our worst. Then he showed how much he loved and gave his life to rescue us when we get impatient with each other and angry so easily. He loves Kyle and Sarah and every person in their family. He loves every person in your family, too. That's why he needs us to show less anger to each other and more of Jesus' love and patience. We do that by showing love to one another. The next time you feel yourself getting angry or you have a rude comment, take a deep breath. Remember that God still loves you when you are at your worst. Every time you show someone in your family kindness and patience, you are showing God's love in you and your love for God. May God help you carry out his call to love. We ask forgiveness in prayer. Dear Jesus, I know I get angry and take it out on others around me. I'm sorry. Help me show the same patient love you have for me to others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.